Okay, Mishnah Hey. This Mishnah is giving us the source for the halacha of being able to keep it after Yeush. The pasuk says, I'll read you the pasuk first. The pasuk says, "Lo sira eshor achicha o eseo nedachem v'salamta mehem." You can't see your friends, your brothers, cow or sheep wandering about and ignore them. Hashev teshivim lachicha. You have to certainly return it to your brother. That is the first pasuk in Chafes of Kisei Tse. Then, I'm skipping a pasuk base. Pasuk Gimel says, "V'chein ta'asel lachamoro." You have to do that also if it's a chamor, a donkey. V'chein ta'asel lesimlaso, if it's his garment of clothing. V'chein ta'asel lechol avedas achicha. Anything that your friend lost, your brother lost, you have to return. Asher ta'avid mimenu umatzasa. If it's lost from him and you find it, losucho lesalem. You can't just ignore it. So the focus of the Mishnah here is on that. If once it said lechol avedas achicha, anything your brother lost, you have to return. So then certainly simlaso is also that too. So why does the Mishnah, why does the pasuk already also mention a found simla, found the garments, clothing? So the Mishnah says, "Af hasimla haisa bechlal kol ela." Look, the simla, the shirt, is already included in all these things of everything. So why did the pasuk have to explain it? Lama yatsas? Why is it like explicitly separated and mentioned out by itself? Lahakish aleha, to make a hekish to it, to connect all those objects to the simla, found objects. Lomar lach, to tell you, ma simla miyuchedes, just like every garment is like a unique. They're obviously considering that they're not considering mechanization. So every handmade garment is obviously very handmade and obvious. Shiesh ba simanim. There's obviously everything is different about it, the way it's stitched together, etc. But yesh la tovim, and there's a toveya, claimant, on every lost garment, as opposed to a lost cow, which maybe is just a feral wild cow or something. There's no such thing as a garment that someone didn't own once. So af kol davar sheish bo simanim, same goes for anything that has simanim, has something idiosyncratic about it. The yesh lo tovim, and there's someone who's going to be tovet, there's a person who would have lost it. Chay lahach, or is he have an obligation to announce it? So the person who lost it can come and claim it. So then, and if it didn't have tovim and didn't have simanim, so then you assume it's lost and there's yesh, and you could keep it. Okay, that's just the source.